ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायशवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपात्महं वन्दे श्रीगुरोऽधीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं सक्षाधरित्वेन समस्तशास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भाव्यत एव सद्भि। किन्तु प्रवर्ज्य प्रिय एव तस्या वन्दे गुरो श्रीचरणारविन्दम्। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले। पञ्चाकल्पद्रव्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। द इंटेंटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ क्रिएशन एंड दिस इज very important verse. Actually Bhagavatam, all verses are important, but especially those verses is describing the Lord's quality, you know, Supreme Personality of God, how to pray. Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he is teaching us how we should pray to the Lord. So in this verse also is pray to the Lord. And it's such a nice verse and wonderful humility which is Sukadeva Goswami executing. And we can learn from all of these statements and incident, and we can apply to our practical life. That's why actually Bhagavatam, it's very important. So please repeat the shloka. Bhutair महाधीर या इमाः पुरो विभूर भूतेर महावीर या इमा पुरो विभूर निर्मया सेते याद अमुषु पुरुषः निर्मया सेते यद् अमुषु पुरुषः। भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडश आत्मकः। भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडश आत्मका। भगवान् बचंसि मे सोलङ्कृष्ट भगवान् बचंसि मे। भूतैर्महाधीर या इमा पुर विभूर निर्मया सेते यद् अमोषु पुरुषः। ते गुणान् षोडश षोडश आत्मकः। सलोकं कृष्ट श्रीशिष्टा भगवान् बचांसि मे। प्लीज रिपीट वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। भूतैः बाय द एलिमेंट्स महाद्भिः ऑफ द मेटेरियल क्रिएशन यहा ही हु इमाहा ऑल दिस पुरा बॉडीज विभुः ऑफ द लॉर्ड निर्मया फॉर बीइंग सेट अप सेते लाई डाउन यत आमुषु वन हु इनकर्नेटेड पुरुषा लॉर्ड विष्णु भुंते कॉज टू बी सब्जेक्टेड गुणन द मूड सॉरी द थ्री मूड्स ऑफ नेचर षोडशा इन सिक्सटीन डिविजन्स षोडशात्मकः बीइंग द जनरेटर ऑफ दिस सिक्सटीन सहा ही अलंकृशिष्टा मे डेकोरेट भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बचांसि स्टेटमेंट्स मे माइंड। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who elevates the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation caused the living beings to be subjected to the 16 division of material moods which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Please repeat translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by the lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation caused the living being to be subjected to the 16 division of material moods which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Purport. As a fully dependent devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, unlike a mundane man who is proud of his own capability, invokes the pleasure of the Personality of Godhead so that his statements may be successful and be appreciated by the hearers. The devotees always think of himself as instrumental for anything successfully carried out, and he declines to be credited for anything done by himself. The godless atheists want to take all credit for activities, not knowing that even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of Supreme Spirit, the Personality of Godhead. Sukadeva Goswami therefore want to move by the direction of the Supreme Lord, who inspired Brahma to speak the Vedic wisdom. The truths described in the Vedic literature are not theories of mundane imagination, nor are they fictitious, as the less intelligent class of men sometimes think. The Vedic truth are all perfect description of the factual truth without any mistake or illusion. The Sukadeva Goswami want to present the truth of creation not as a metaphysical theory of philosophical speculation, but as the actual fact and figures of the subject, since he would be detected to by the Lord exactly in the same manner as Brahmaji was inspired. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Lord is himself the father of the Vedanta knowledge, and it is he only who knows the factual purport of the Vedanta philosophy. So there is no greater truth than the principles of religion mentioned in the Vedas. Such Vedic knowledge or religion is disseminated by authorities like Sukadeva Goswami, because he is a humble devotional servitor of the Lord, who has no desire to become a self-appointed interpreter without authority. That is the way of explaining the Vedic knowledge, technically known as the parampara system or descending process. The intelligent man can see without mistake that any material creation, whether one's own body or a fruit or a flower, cannot beautifully grow up without the spiritual touch. The greatest intelligent man of the world or a greatest man of science can present everything very beautifully only insofar as the spirit life is there, or in so much as the spiritual touch is there. Therefore, the source of all truth is the Supreme Spirit, and not gross matter as wrongly convinced by the gross materialist. We get information from the Vedic literature that the Lord himself first entered the vacuum of the material universe, and thus all things gradually developed one after another. Similarly, the Lord is situated as localized Paramatma in every individual beings. Hence, everything is done by him very beautifully. The 16 principal creative elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, and 11 sense organs, first developed from the Lord himself and were thereby shared by the living entities. Thus, the material elements were created for the enjoyment of living entities. The beautiful arrangement behind all material manifestation is therefore made possible by the energy of the Lord, and the individual living entity can only pray to the Lord to understand it properly. Since the Lord is the supreme entity, different from Sukadeva Goswami, the prayer can be offered to him. The Lord helps the living entity to enjoy material creation, but he is aloof from such false enjoyment. Sukadev prays for the mercy of the Lord, not only for being helped personally in presenting the truth, but also for helping others to whom he would like to speak.
Hare Krishna.
In this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he very beautifully, he gives purport and he emphasizes on actually the Vaishnava etiquette and how a devotee should think when we describe about the Vedic truth or absolute truth. Sukadeva Goswami, all of us we know, he's a self-realized son, isn't it? He's before even he born, he was self-realized. He was a Brahmabadi. So completely, he has complete knowledge. But still, when he is going to present the creation, a process of creation, so he's praying to the Lord. What is he praying? That, my dear Lord, please give me understanding that I can describe the subject matter, and please be merciful so everybody can understand. So Srila Prabhupada, he highlighted this point. Here is two facts he highlighted. One is, how a bona fide spiritual master speak. He never speak, he never boast just himself. Oh, I am this. You can see, so many people. Sarvam khalu idam brahma, the first and second will be, I am the part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I am and him is same. So, no different. You can worship me. So this is the stage come. But a pure devotee, he never does like that. They do in different way. Other way, they are very humble. They take it very seriously and as a servant mood, service mood. I want to more serve to the Lord. That is the mood of a bona fide speaker. They never take any credit. Srila Prabhupada said here, a devotee, when he achieve a great achievement, they never take any credit. They decline. Oh, no, this is not my credit. And Srila Prabhupada, he saw his own life. When many of reporters, they ask, oh, Swamiji, you established hundreds of temples and thousands of disciples, you have followers and you have billions of dollars. So how did you make this all of this? How it's possible? All is what he said. Oh no, I have no credit. My spiritual master's mercy, I did everything. So he shone in his own life by the example. He set up by example. So here Sukadeva Goswami also is following the same principle. He's not saying, oh, I'm already self-realized soul, everybody must listen from me. No. In fact, he's praying to the Lord, so I'm going to describe a very, tough subject matter. So, Lord, please be merciful to us, so I can describe my statement, or those who are hearing, they can understand the topic. Once, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote so many books, and it's all Radha Krishna's intimate pastime. All. Very intimate pastime. And after writing, he put Samadhi. And then Rupa Goswami, he wrote Ujjwal Nilmani and other very intimate book. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami asked him, you wrote all of this intimate pastime of Radha and Krishna, and Kali Yuga people is so degraded, impure mind. When they will read these books, they will be like, maybe instead of understanding the spiritual relationship between Radha and Krishna, they will drag it into the mundane, story. And then Rupa Goswami said, there is two things. One, Shastra will never reveal to them. And two, Lord will never give understanding to understand that statements. So this is the statement by Rupa Goswami. He said that. So if we want to understand actually Shastra, we need mercy to from the Lord, from spiritual master. So that's why in Guru Puja we always sing Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. That's how the transcendental knowledge will appear within the heart. It's not like we can study, we can, you know, learn by our intelligence. It's not possible. So that's how Sukadev Goswami he's giving statement here. Even though he know everything, but still he's praying to the Lord so that then he can understand, or you know, audience can understand that topic. So this is very important, the humility. And you know, and the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that an intelligent person who can, you know, who can see the every creative things in this world, everything, moving or non-moving, everything is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's nothing within with our intelligence or our creativity. It's all from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's how we can remain humble. Will be never be pride. You know, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, a greatest scientist or a, you know, world famous creator, you know, artist, they cannot present anything if there is no super soul and soul within their body, isn't it? Imagine, there is no soul, so that's a dead body. What he can present? Nothing. You know, doesn't matter how much famous scientist, after dying maybe 3-4 or maximum 12 hours, they will say, you know, keep in the fridge or, you know, take it out. So just imagine, they say a big statement, but they cannot do it. They're helpless without the presence of the spirit, you know, which is coming from Supreme Personality of God. So a knowledge, a wise person can see that everything is created by the Lord, and behind every creativity and beautiful things, that is Lord's energy, that's Lord's mercy. So, in about the shloka, we would like to stop here. So today is very, very auspicious day. Today is Uthana Ekadasi. And beginning of Bhishma Panchak. And disappearance day? Yeah. Srila Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. So Vaishnava's appearance and disappearance, both are very auspicious. So today is the last Ekadashi in month of Chaturmasya. It's very, very auspicious. And this Ekadashi glorified in many places. In Padma Puran, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Brahma Vivarta Puran, and some other Purans, I can't exactly remember, but this Ekadashi has three names actually. One is Uthana Ekadashi because beginning of Chaturmasya, there is one Ekadashi is called Sayan Ekadashi. So Lord, you know, start taking his rest, Yoga Nidra. And then, in this Ekadashi, he wake up. So it's Uthana Ekadashi. So once, one of very senior Vaishnava, he joke, he said, you know, before Lord going to sleep, you know, you should perform nicely austerity. And after he wake up, he perform austerity. So before he is going to sleep, he will say, you did very nice austerity. And after he wake up, still he will say, you doing very nice, you know, your sadhana and everything. So make sure you follow this Ekadashi very strictly. It is mentioned in Padma Purana, if somebody will eat any foodstuff from a non-devotee today, his all pious activities will be destroyed within few seconds. That is mentioned. So, we should only accept prasadam, and maximum, like twice. That's how they say in Padma Purana, it said. So, and if somebody will do fasting in this Ekadasi, there is so much benefit. If somebody will have only fruit once a day, he said his 10 previous lifetime karma will burn. And if somebody will fast fully, he will destroy all the sinful activities, whatever he committed within, you know, his whole lifetime, maybe billions, millions, trillions, whatever. No more karma will be there. And if somebody will do fasting and wake whole night, so the all benefit plus he will deliver the 10,000 ancestor of his families. But our intention is not that. So what is our intention? This Ekadashi's another name is Haribodhani Ekadashi. One who pleased to Hari, Lord Hari. So our intention is pleased to Lord Hari. So one who follow this Ekadashi, Lord Hari is very pleased to him. And he gave him Prema Bhakti. This is our intention, our goal. And today is also beginning of Bhishma Panchayat. From today on, Bhishma Dev, he was preparing for leaving his body. So from today on, he did fasting 5 days. And it's known as Vishnu Panchak as well. So Lord Krishna given his benediction when he performed this austerity, even though he was in very difficult situation, isn't it? Imagine he's lying down on, you know, arrow's bed, and he's still performing austerity. What a greatest austerity. Imagine, whole body is paining. It is not that Bhishma Dev, he doesn't feel any pain. No, he's feeling pain. That is the example of a pure devotee. Even though they will be in great distress, but still they will not forget Krishna. Imagine thousands of arrows, you know, through the body, and he's lying down on that. How much pain will be there? And still, he's remembering Krishna. He's praying to Krishna. And he's waiting for Krishna. And finally, we know Krishna came. So, today is the beginning of Bhishma Panchak. So, Lord said, when he passed away, Bhishma Dev passed away, and he said, whoever will observe this austerity, I'll be very much pleased with that devotee. And today is disappearance day of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj. And he appeared in, now it's known as Bangladesh, before he used to call Purva Banga, in Paritpur district. Village name is Tekhla. And he appeared in 1830s. There is no exact date founded. And his previous name was Bamsidas. And he was a successful businessman in his previous life. He was a trader. And in his very young age, before teenage, his parents arranged his marriage. And he was approximately 20 years in grihastha life. And then 1849, he left his house and he came to Vrindavan. And he took initiation from Bhagavat Das Babaji. So Bhagavat Das Babaji was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was a disciple of Baladev Vidyabhushan. And by like this way, they are connected. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, isn't it? No, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he is the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur, this parampara, actually it's called Bhagavat Parampara. It doesn't mean he has to initiate it by that person. It can be initiated, it can be not. So, even though Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he was initiated by Lokanath Goswami, isn't it? But in the parampara, it doesn't mention. It mentioned Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sorry, who? Who is his guru? 377. His guru is mentioned Narottam Das Thakur. His guru is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Like, it's in the parampara system, it's mentioned. So it is called Bhagavat Parampara. Actually, we have the same parampara is came, two parampara joined to us in Brahma Madhva Gauri Sampradaya. One is parampara from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have another parampara that says his guru is Bipin Vihari Goswami. So anyway, that is a different topic. So after he took initiation, approximately he served 30 years in Vrindavan. And he used to be very, very detached. You know, we know in his pranam mantra, you know, Namo Gaura Kisharaya Shakshad Bhairagya Murtaya. He is the what is called personified of renunciation. So, you know how he used to survive himself. It's amazing. He will not, you know, he will not go and beg from someone's house. Even he will not go. You know, whatever leftover food will be somewhere. He will take the dry, you know, grain. Sometime it's Srila Sundarananda Vidyavinod, who is the disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he, in his diary, he mentioned that sometime the Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to go to, you know, people take crops. After take the crops, there will be some remain. He used to go collect them little bit, and then he will bring and he will have. Or sometime, if some good devotee will give something, he used to accept. Otherwise, he will not accept anything from anyone. It's very difficult to give gift to Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you know. So there is many incident in his life. So, and I think 1897, he left Vrindavan and he came to Navadvip. And that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they started already yoga feet. So he met Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he was very interested. And Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he was so, you know, he will always keep distance from the non-devotees. He never associated, he will never. You know, once one person came, he's very rich and, you know, he's pretending a little bit, and then he is thinking, oh Maharaj, you know, please give me some mercy, please give me some mercy. And then you can see, you know, he is pretending, and he said, oh, if I'll give mercy, you, but you will not take. You know, he has a particular language pattern from Faridpur. And he used to speak Faridpur language, you know. And then he said, if I'll give mercy, but still, oh no, I'll take, you know, definitely I'll take mercy. Okay, come here. And then he came and he paid obeisance. He had a big golden chain. And he pulled the chain. Okay, go here. Your mercy is, I have given mercy to you. And then he looked at Babaji. What? And then after 5 minutes, he gave his chain back. He said, you are not qualified to take my mercy. What mercy? You are very attached to even your, you know, golden chain. Go away from here. Don't pretend. You know? And he chased him out. And another time, one person, he was from Bangladesh actually. He is a big landlord. And he came and he dressed like Vaishnava and he has so many followers and all the symptoms he produced in his body, you know, Ashta Sattvic Vikar and everything. And one of his friend, he always glorify, you know. The thing is, when people has money, plenty money, they will be not after money, then they will be after fame. How come I will be famous? So, we cannot, if we glorify ourselves, nobody will listen. If somebody else will glorify, then only people listen. So what he did, he keep a person for that. And then he said, oh, this is my friend. And as soon as he will say, this is my friend, and he will say, oh, my friend, he is such a nice devotee, pure devotee. He has all this, you know, Ashta Sattvic Vikar, 8 kind of symptom of pure devotional service, you know. And then people will be, oh, really? And then he start, you know, rolling on the ground and crying, all these things. And one day, he came to Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he was sitting in Kulia, in a dharmasala. And his friend came and the both of them, they paid obeisances. And he, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, even not looked at them. He is on his, own world. And then his friend, you know, he said, oh, my dear Maharaj, you know, I heard about you. You're such a nice devotee, pure devotee, big glorification. And after that, you know, my friend, he's from Bangladesh. He's a great person, very rich, but he's everything, he's detached from everything, you know. And he has all the symptoms of pure devotional service, and he is a pure devotee of the Lord, you know. And people appreciate that. It's very nice. Can you please give us some instruction so we can further develop the prema bhakti? And then what he said, you know, my first instruction is, you should leave this rascal immediately now. You know, leave association of this rascal. He is a rascal. Pretender. So, if you want to be spiritually advanced, so, don't associate with this person. Go and stay somewhere and do chanting. That's it. And then he looked at him, what? No, he's a very good devotee. What very good devotee? What kind of devotee you are? Why you are, you know, after name and fame? You know. And then he said everything, you know. He said, you are the person who glorify him and he keep you for that one. You know. And then he become, you know, very, you know, afraid, like, you know, how he knows the truth. And immediately they just left the place. They run away. So, in this way, like all the pretenders, they used to be very scared of Babaji Maharaj, you know. And he used to speak very straightforward, very difficult to take his instruction. Once, one Bengali person, he was very famous that time. His name is, I forgot his name. Something Bandhapadhyay. So, he wrote a letter to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he was in Kulia. And he said, I want to come and I want to take your mercy. So, and then he came and to Kulia. And then he asked, oh, please give me instruction. And he said, stay here and do chanting. And then he stand, chant, and afternoon time, he said, okay, Maharaj. Oh, what is okay, Maharaj? Why are you going? Oh, I have to go back. I have return ticket. What? You came to Dham, and you want to receive mercy, and you have return ticket. You know, you even didn't give up your all attachment, and you just keep everything, and you came, you want to take my mercy. Why you came? Oh, no, I have return ticket. What kind of return ticket you have? You want to again go back to material world return? You want to suffer again? And then he said, okay, you can go. And then he said, look at this foolish person, you know. They even bring the return ticket for material world, you know.
They don't want to even go back to God in a spiritual world. What a attachment. I used to say very strongly and in front of everyone. And another incident, like one newly married couple came to him. That's almost his old age. And then they said, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, please give me mercy." And then immediately he replied, "Oh, you just got married? Stay separate. Don't stay together." So you came to, you want mercy? Mercy means you only should do Krishna service. That's it. So stay separate. And they stay separate. Okay, after few months they came. And then he asked, "Are you separate?" "Yes." "What do you eat?" "Oh, my wife cook and I eat." "Oh, still you have attachment. You didn't give up. You don't have attachment physically, but you have attachment in your mind. So what do you think?" "Okay, Babaji Maharaj, I will follow your instruction." And then later he came and again he said, no, that doesn't mean like that. You have to detach complete from the inside, not the externally. You should accept, you know, whatever favorable for the bhakti and detach all the unfavorable things. So then, actually, then he instructs, "Okay, you should do the bhajan, close your door and chant the holy name." And then they went and followed that. And then a few weeks later, another of a boy came. He's a very nice brahmachari and he said, "Okay, Babaji Maharaj, I'll follow your instruction. I want your guidance. I want to perform my devotional life." "So good, okay. You stay here and perform your sadhana." And he was starting in a devotional service. But devotional service is so powerful. As soon as somebody starts, all the name and fame will be started. And then everybody recognizes, "Oh, he is the Gaur Kishore Dasji Maharaj's disciple." Because he never accepted any disciple. He became very famous. And then people start paying obeisance and give donation. And then he took all of them and they thought, "Oh, I have plenty of money, so I can make a hut. I can do my bhajan there." And then he made a hut. And he went to Gaur Kishore Dasji Maharaj to take permission to enter that. And even before he explained that incident, he said, "Oh, you know, now you need a house to perform your bhajan. So, you know, you should go and live under the tree and chant the holy name. You came to, you know, you give up everything and again you're making house." And then everybody was, "Babaji Maharaj, you told just few weeks ago, go and close your door and chant the holy name. Now you're telling him, go and sit under the tree and chant holy." It's like both are contradictory. He said, "You are foolish. You didn't understand what I said. Close your door means you have two door here. So close these two door. Don't listen nonsense thing and chant the holy name." So his instruction like very deep. One who understand. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he said, very few people understand Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He has so many full of pastime. And very few people actually, technically. So once he said, he invited, "Okay, come, I'll give feast." And everybody thought, "Wow, Gaur Kishore Dasji Maharaj will give feast. It's a big thing." And everybody came. And he said, "Start chanting." So they're chanting. They thought maybe prasadam will come. By the time afternoon, evening, and then they're looking each other, "What happened? We are very hungry, no prasadam." And then they ask Babaji Maharaj, "I think we are a bit hungry. So where is prasadam?" He said, "Feast." "Oh, what is feast? Harinam feast we are already doing. Why are you thinking so much about eating, sleeping and all this? Do Harinam, chant Harinam. That is feast itself." So then they say, "Oh, this kind of feast." So he invited for feast, Harinam feast. So there's so many first time, the last one. There is no, not much time, is going very fast. So, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to approach him for initiation. You know what he said? First reply is to him, "Oh, you are son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is a great scholar. and you have so many degree, you are a very educated person. Why you came to a foolish person to learn and take initiation? Go away. And then he requested him so much, he didn't listen. Second time he came back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he said, you are foolish. You are not qualified to surrender to your guru. What kind of knowledge you have? What did I, you know, taught you? You didn't even use. You don't have humility. Go and ask him again. And then he went again. And Gaur Kishore Das Roy Maharaj said, okay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'll ask Mahaprabhu if, Gaur Nita, if he will say something. So after next day he went early morning. Oh, actually I forgot, you know, to ask. Come tomorrow. I forgot today. And then day before yesterday, after like one day he went again. And he said, look, you know, I cannot teach you anything. But still if you want to take initiation, okay. Then he tears his cloth and put the knot and he give him a chant here. That's his initiation actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur he got. And then he said, okay. I asked Mahaprabhu, he said, okay. He can. So, then, you know, there is a big story actually. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, third day, he said, if you will not accept me as a disciple, you know, what is the use of my life? I should give up this life. If my spiritual master is not accepting, Ashray Kuriya Bhaje Tare Krishna Nahita Jar Sab Marya Karan. So, is useless of life. So I'll commit suicide in the Ganges. So then he said, okay, you are qualified. So he gave initiation. So after initiated, so he left the the place is called Godrum. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. And then he started living in Kulia in his last days. And then one day he passed away. It is on 15th of November, 1915, I think. Yes. And all the other sampradayas, Babaji, Maharaj, whatever, they all together came together. Who will take the body? Why? Because he was a very famous person. If they will make samadhi to their place, it will be, you know, some, you know, what is source of cash. You know, people will come for pilgrimage, they will give donation. So they start fighting, who will take the body? And then when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he heard, he was in sannyasi that time. And he went there. Srila Sundarananda Vidyavinoda, he said, he was wearing a blue color shawl, what is called in English? Chadar. Anyway, and one dhoti, that's it. He went, as soon as he heard, he just left with the one blue color chadar and dhoti. And he approached there. By the time police came, because they start fighting so much, you know. And that time police officer was Jatindranath Sinha, and he was a good person. And they said, oh, you came, but you know, you will not get the body because he is Babaji and you are Brahmachari. You are not even Sannyasi or Babaji. But he said, I am the disciple of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This is, you know, my, what is called? Yeah, my rights to have the body. And they said, no, you will not get. You cannot give Samadhi because you are a Brahmachari. So, this is our body. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was so heavy. Side, all assemble all the people. He said, look, I am a Brahmachari, I am not a sannyasi, but I can challenge all of you. I am Naishitik Brahmachari from the birth. I am never committed any sinful activities. So from my heart, by my Guru's mercy, I am pure. So, I am eligible to touch his body. But, if you still say, I am not sannyasi, okay, alright. If there are any person who following the rules and regulations strictly, and a true Vaishnava, who is renounced everything, especially the association of women, if someone is there, he can take the body. And everybody quiet. He said, okay, not whole lifetime, 1 year, quiet. 6 months, quiet. 3 months, quiet. 1 month, 1 week, and he said, 3 days, and still everybody quiet. And he said, you are all unqualified, you will not get anything, go away from here. And then they, one by one they start departing, and then few of them left. They are very scared of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. You know. And then police officer, when he saw his, you know, mood, he said, oh, actually, I never saw a young person speak like that, like lion. You know. How when lion roar and all the, what is called, fox will run away. Like, that's how it's happened. And then he took the body and he made his samadhi in there in Kulia. And after that, after 16 years, I think that the person who given the land, he was very bad. He started something in that land again. He took back it. And then after 16 years, when Ganga was changing the place, and then samadhi become, what is called? No, it's Bhinge. Dekha jacche ar ki. Yeah, it's like it's the you can see the all the some of these things, like, yeah, it's rebuilt everything. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he took his all few disciple, and he bring everything. So he brought everything to in Chaitanya Math, and they made samadhi in there after that second time. So in Krishna Lila, his name is Gunamanjari. He is the servant of Srimati Radharani. And he was the example of detachment. Like, if somebody want to give example, so he is the perfect person. He used cloth from the, you know, people, after cremation, people will leave the cloth. He used to use them. And he used to almost all day fasting. But make sure, you know, tomorrow we will not go and grab the clothes from cremation. We should follow our spiritual master instruction, what he has given, you know. So there is, we shouldn't imitate. Yeah? Oh, Babaji Maharaj, he's a great person, I should follow. No. You know, Mahaprabhu, he give instruction by their everyone's capacity. You know, he told Nityananda Prabhu, go and preach in Navadvip. And he told Swara Goswami, go Vrindavan and, you know, develop all the pastimes Krishna perform. And he told Haridas Thakur, go and chant. Isn't it? So according to their capacity and quality, Krishna will give us instruction. It's not that we have to follow whatever I like. No. Spiritual master, they will guide. Srila Prabhupada is there. He will guide us, because we don't know what to do. It's not in our hand. So we should follow what spiritual master saying. And we should narrate this great personality's character. So thank you so much. The time was short. Otherwise we would sing a song, which is Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj used to like a lot. He used to sing all the time. Kabe Gauro Bane Shuro Dhani Tote Hara Deha Krishna Voli. আমি নাচিয়া বেড়াইব দেহ সুখ ছাড়ি নানা লতা তরু তলে ভেরি নাইস সং সো হি ইউজ টু সিং দ্যাট ইজ রিটেন বাই ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর অ্যান্ড দ্য বুক কল প্রার্থনা হি অলওয়েজ ইউজ টু লিসেন অ্যান্ড হিজ ফেভারিট বুক ইজ প্রেম ভক্তি চন্দ্রিকা অ্যান্ড প্রার্থনা রিটেন বাই নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর ইভেন দো হি ওয়াজ ইলিটারেট দ্যাটস এ ডিফারেন্ট স্টোরি বাট হি ইউজ টু রিড. So thank you so much. If there is any comments and questions, please. Thank you. Yes, please. Both are important. Because when Vaishnava appeared, that means they will they will help others to make Krishna conscious. They will preach vigorously. And they will compassion to other living entities. And when they disappear, they will leave the footstep, the others can follow. And they will do service in their Krishna's present Nitya Lila. So the both way that is auspicious. The both are very important. Samaveta means assembled devotees. It is not only us. There can be many Vaishnavas, like demigods. Or many times Prabhupada says, today Narad Muni came. So when we do kirtan, there is other Vaishnava comes from even other planets. So Samaveta Vaishnava means assembled devotees. Even if no one there, I am alone, so I will not say Samaveda Vaishnava. So still we should say, there will be some devotees. Thank you so much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Srila Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj ki, Janitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bom.